The Burt Show.
Time for entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Rebel Wilson woke up yesterday and chose absolute violence because she decided to start talking about this upcoming book that she's ready to release. And she decided to reveal the name of somebody she is calling an a-hole in the book. Don't take a shot every time she says the word a-hole here.
So when I first came to Hollywood, people were like, yeah, I have a no a-hole policy. Means like, yeah, I don't work with a-holes. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that sounds sensible, logical. And then it really sunk in what they were meaning by that, older people in the industry, because I worked with a massive a-hole. And yeah, now I definitely have a no a-holes policy. A chapter on said a-hole. It is chapter 23. That guy was a massive a-hole.
So then on Sunday night, she decides to post on her Instagram story and reveal who said a-hole is. And I'm wondering if you had to think of any big name in Hollywood, who gives you major a-hole vibes that would just clash with Rebel Wilson?
Well, I know the story, so I know who the a-hole is. And while I do think he's an eccentric dude, especially because of the movies that he's done, and I feel like he could be difficult to work with, but the level of a-hole that she's describing him, I felt was a little bit shocking.
I feel like I might know who he is, but I don't know his name. Does he have long black hair?
No.
Okay. Oh, Russell Brand?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. Have y'all seen Russell Brand's TikToks recently?
No.
Russell Brand has found the Lord.
Has he?
He's come on TikTok,
really?
And he's talking about Easter. He's talking about getting saved. I don't know if he's been possessed by, like, a Christian demon, but he has become, like, a completely different person.
He's fixing his brand.
He had a total rebrand. So the man that Rebel Wilson is talking about is Sacha Baron Cohen. She said, the a-hole that I'm talking about in one chapter of my book is Sacha Baron Cohen in Rebel Rising, a memoir. She said that she felt bullied by some people in the book industry to not say anything, but she wanted to come out and be upfront with it. So now Sacha Baron Cohen's people are coming out in a statement. They told People magazine, while we appreciate the importance of speaking out, these demonstrably false claims are directly contradicted by extensive, detailed evidence, including, these are big words, contemporaneous documents,
yes,
film footage, and eyewitness accounts from those present before, during, and after the production of The Brothers Grimsby, which is the movie that they worked on.
I was like, just say you got receipts. That whole entire sentence was just like, receipts.
I started to think you lying when you pull out words like that size. You trying to go over my head with something.
So I guess we're going to have to read the book to get the detail of some of the things Sacha Baron Cohen allegedly did.
She said it's in chapter 23, so if you want to bookmark your Kindle before it comes out. But I have to say, even though I think it's a little messy, what a great tease for the book, because now I want to know exactly what he did to be an a-hole. But the problem is that, yeah, there will be some people that buy it because of the story, but all the tabloids are just going to go straight to chapter 23 and tell me the day it comes out anyway. So I feel like you've just burned a bridge for no reason, really. Okay, so you know how I feel about remakes and sequels and bringing back old storylines that nobody asked for. Well, we've got another sequel decades after the original came out.
Oh boy.
John Tucker Must Die is allegedly getting a sequel with the original cast. They're talking about how a script has already been created with all of the original cast. So it'll include like Ashanti, Penn Badgley, Brittany Snow, Sophia Bush, everybody getting back for John Tucker Must Die. But my question is, who is asking for this?
I didn't see the first one.
I didn't see the first one either.
Oh, I did back in college. I saw it a little bit late in life. But I mean, it is one of like those classic movies that just let it be what it is. Mm-hmm. It was stick the landing. It was hysterical when I saw it the first time. We don't need to see a second storyline. They're all old now. They're not in high school. It doesn't make sense anymore. We don't need to see where John Tucker is unless he is in fact dead. Spoiler alert, he does not die in the end of the movie.
I'm with you.
Okay, there's a tweet going viral that's asking about people's Hear Me Out Celeb Crush. It's from an account called Cosmo. So people are sharing like their obscure celeb crushes, like the Mayhem guy from the Allstate commercial, Candace Owens, Jack Skeleton from The Nightmare Before Christmas, the mom from Bluey, and the woman from that plane that went viral where she's like, that mofo is not real.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow, that is taking celebrity a little loosely.
So I'm wondering, do you guys have a Hear Me Out celeb crush, like maybe a cartoon?
Hear Me Out. He is a zaddy, right? And he's got the greatest sense of humor. He will make you laugh, and he makes you feel safe. Tom Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron.
No, because he's like grandpa to me. Like, I couldn't bone Tom Bergeron because I just want him to, like, read me a bedtime story.
Give me that gilf. Go on.
I don't think I have one. I feel like all of my crushes, you wouldn't have to hear me out. Like, you would understand.
All you have to say is Rihanna.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you'd get it.
I'm going to let you sit on it. I feel like in, like, 15 minutes, something's going to pop in your head. And you're going to be like, okay.
I'll try to get you one.
All right, Instagram is about to be banned in one state for kids under 16. I'll tell you which state is about to put more restrictions on the app on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.